not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
This is the American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello, I am not Michael Herzog. No, I am Mike Chambers, and I host a program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network called The Midnight Rider, which airs every Monday through Friday night from 11 p.m. Central to 1 a.m. Central. And I invite you to certainly tune in. Mike has asked if I would do the show for him today. Actually, we're going to talk to Mike after the first break here. In just a couple of minutes. Wow, this has been a crazy week. Ron Paul with $4.3 million raised.
Keep me on hold with that.
That number, you know, still continues to go up. And that's just been absolutely crazy to watch. The mainstream media is trying to paint him into so many different corners. One is a terrorist. A fruitcake is even one article that was on at CBSNews.com. That he's a fruitcake, and that people need to understand political realities. The problem is that with the political realities, they are this. We've had the same people year after year, decade after decade, who are supposedly the people of change, yet nothing gets changed. Imagine that. The very issues that people talk about, Social Security, things like that, they've been bantying that stuff about since the 70s, if not before, about how to fix Social Security. Thing is, if you want to fix those things, you can fix them. But it requires that you fundamentally change some things, which they're not prepared to do. So therefore, you're stuck. And we've got a whole rash of baby boomers that are now retiring. My mom retired early at 62 earlier this year. And I think the first one at 65 retired earlier this year as well, a month or so ago. And so we're going to expect to see a bunch of these people start to retire. And, I mean, we're already broke. I mean, we've got a debt, just the published debt, of almost $9.2 trillion. Now, certain economists say, of course, that debt is probably closer to about $60 trillion. There's no way to grow out of it. And the only way to even, you know, start fixing it is to get some responsibility. These people are not responsible. They don't care. They just continue to do whatever they want. We're going to talk about some of that. We're going to get into some Ron Paul clips. He was on CNN earlier today. And also a raft of other things. And when we come back, plus we'll get your calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You can join us there as well. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is Mike@MidnightRiderShow.com. That's Mike@MidnightRiderShow.com. And you got any comments or suggestions? And I get some. I do. And I value them all, believe it or not. Any feedback that I get, I take to heart. And if you got guest ideas, show ideas or whatever, please let me know. We're going to grab a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to talk with Michael Herzog. Find out what he is up to today. Don't go anywhere. This is the American Awakening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Back here on the American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers, substituting for Michael Herzog. And today was supposed to be Country Comparison Day. He and Lindsay were going to be on here today to talk a bit about the differences between the United States and Scotland. That, of course, is not occurring because I don't have that sexy Scottish accent, obviously. But Michael Herzog's on the line, going to explain to us what's going on. Michael, how are you?
Hey, pretty good, Mike. Listen, first of all, I want to thank you for taking my show on short notice, and I wanted to take a moment to explain to the listening audience, yes, Lindsay and I were supposed to come on today and talk about country comparisons, but I got word late last night that my stepdaughter was to be appearing in court here today in about 20 minutes over this auto accident last week, of which my listeners are aware we jumped through a bunch of hoops getting the car out of impound. But I found out she was showing up today with nobody to talk to. She's very naive, and I wanted to make sure she didn't get roped into some kind of a plea bargain that she knows nothing about. So I wanted to make sure I oversaw what was going on, and I could recommend to her either taking a plea bargain that they would offer her or pleading not guilty and getting a public defender. So that's why I'm here. And as far as Lindsay's country comparisons, yes, we are going to do that tomorrow. With the results of what happens today, Jim Kerwin was supposed to be on tomorrow, but his schedule has been changed and he was not able to come on. So we're going to do it tomorrow instead of today. But at any rate, that's the update at this point, and I will let the listening audience know what happens in the results of this court tomorrow on the show. Okay?
Yeah, it's a good. Thanks, Michael. It's good that you're there for to make sure that she, you know, what that she gets the best deal possible.
Well, I'm not an attorney, Mike, but I went through this in February and I saw the system and the way it works. And a naive 19-year-old walking into court with nobody there, you could just imagine what could happen. So I realized.
Yeah, but you're smarter than the average bear, so that's I think that's a definite plus.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I hope you're right. At any rate, okay, I'll let you go. Have a good show, and I'll talk to you again, okay?
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Goodbye. I'm going into court now, so wish me luck. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Good luck. Yeah, I guess going to go before Judge Judy or somebody, or Judge Roy Bean, for that matter. You just don't know. You know, a lot of times the city judges and city courts sometimes are okay. We had an instance where my wife and I had gone in on a matter, about 6 months ago. And judge, very fair, and dealt with the law, which I was surprised with. The one thing that does surprise me, though, and it shows the disregard for the people as a whole, is the amount of space that the lawyers and the judge get. You know, they get the big tables. They get the nice, comfortable chairs and the gallery, the witnesses, you know, where regular people can come in and watch a trial, are sitting on old wooden benches, maybe two rows of them, and you're crammed into the back of the room. Now, that I find distasteful because, you know, our whole system is about people and treating people fairly. And that bothered me. It really bothered me. But judge was very fair. Actually ruled in our favor. Had she not, I guess I wouldn't be so happy with the judge. but nonetheless, no, she very, very, very fair. And I hope they have an equally good outcome with Michael and Lindsay's daughter. 800-313-9443. If you want to join us in the conversation today, 800-313-9443. Feel more than free to give us a call, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Ron Paul, anything. We'll talk about whatever subject that floats your boat today. I want to play you a clip right now of Ron Paul on CNN. This is with Kieran Chittery and one of the little Fox former Fox News babe. Now over at CNN, and here's this clip, him on CNN this morning.
You're quite a bit fuller this week, and you're on a fundraising roll. The big question is, how do you translate that money and a lot of the buzz you've been getting into votes?
Well, at least we have cash in the bank now, and we can start advertising and do some of the conventional things that you need to do to reach a lot of voters, so we will be buying television and getting on the radio and doing iDirect mail and all the things that we do. But quite frankly, the campaign is almost like it's on autopilot, just as the fundraising has been. People are just spreading the message through the internet and by word of mouth, and that's where the real strength of the campaign is coming from.
In fact, were you surprised when you guys hit those numbers? I mean, you shattered one record, I believe, and then for online fundraising, and then just within a few hours, you shattered the record for a 24-hour period at 37,000 people donating. Did those numbers take you by surprise?
Yeah, well, yes, it's very surprising and it's very pleasing. I think I was flying up on the airplane from Houston while that was going on. And I think on the trip, the campaign raised about $1.5 million, and I didn't make one single phone call. I have never made a phone call for fundraising, and these are just individuals who are speaking out with their pocketbooks. And it just came in spontaneously. So it is rather surprising, but very pleasing.
You've been painted as this ideal mix and match candidate for people who don't necessarily follow in the strict party platforms. But can you be a force without the traditional mainstream Republican base that has proven so vital in past elections?
Well, what I'm trying to do is revive that base. That base has been lost, and they're disenchanted, and they've left the Republican Party. I mean, why isn't limited government, balanced budgets, a strong national defense without meddling in the affairs of other people, sound money, and all these things are very traditionally Republican. So I would say that I'm just trying to restore those fundamental beliefs that we used to have, and evidently there's a lot of people that would like to see that done.
How do you take those beliefs and put them into practice? For example, you've gotten a lot of support because of your anti-war stance, your belief that we should pull out of Iraq. But how would you do that in practicality and make that work at the point we're in now?
Well, one thing we know is what we're doing now isn't working. You know, this is our worst year for Americans killed in Iraq. So the surge was an absolute failure. And we're no closer to
We've seen for the past 3 months those numbers actually dramatically declined. At the beginning of the year, we did have a spike in U.S. troop deaths. Since then, it has declined.
Yeah, but the surge has been going on, you know, for more months than that, and we have to look at over the year. But the odds of all of a sudden us coming up with a unified democratic country in Iraq is unbelievable. When you look at the problems that we have for the fighting that is occurring between the Kurds and the Turks and what's happening in Pakistan now, the more we get involved, the more we dictate to others, the greater the incentive is for the jihadists to grow in numbers, and the greater we are at threat. And we have to realize it's our foreign policy that is deeply flawed, and we need to go back to our roots, and we need to mind our own business. We need to have free trade, and we need to have friendship with these countries, but we don't need to have an empire. We're going broke. The dollar's on its ropes. The end of an empire always comes when the currency is destroyed. And today, even this very moment, the dollar is crashing on the international exchange market.
I want to ask you about that as it relates to gas prices. Now above $3 a gallon, we have crude peaking at $98, as you mentioned, the devalued dollar. As president, how would you solve what seems to be this growing crisis when it comes to gasoline?
You have to stop the spending. You stop the spending by changing the foreign policy and bringing our troops home and save hundreds of billions of dollars and restore confidence in the dollars. You can't have a current account deficit of $800 billion a year and think the currency is going to hold up. The Chinese right now are bringing us down, not with a weapon, but the weapon of the dollar, because we've created too many of them. You have to stop the spending. You have to balance the budget. You have to live within our means. If we don't, the currency is going to be destroyed and all our domestic programs are going to be threatened. It's a very, very serious problem, and the people have to wake up. Of course, I think the people are waking up. I think the people need to wake up Washington. Washington's sound asleep about this dollar and understanding about how the financial system works.
So Ron Paul there on CNN, he's right about China. China is looking to diversify $1.43 trillion in foreign exchanges, foreign currencies. One of those is the dollar, and one of their top monetary people said, hey, we're going to look at strong currencies as opposed to weak ones. This may be, you know, when they offer you a nuclear option for the dollar from China, folks, we've allowed this to happen to ourselves. This is just, I've never imagined in my mind that we would be in this shape. I mean, the dollar's fallen again. I mean, we are in deep trouble. But he's right on so many different levels about things. And I do think the American people are starting to wake up to see what's going on. People realize that a gallon of milk's not $4. The bread's going up. The cost of meat's going up because the cost of corn's going up. Because idiots like Al Gore think we're going to, you know, fill the world with ethanol when you can do it easier with sugar. But the problem is you don't even need ethanol and things like that. You know, there have been so many different emerging technologies out there that every time these things start to come out, the people that came up with them end up dead. Because there is no intent to get us off of oil. Never. I mean, they want us to continue to be sucking that black fluid for all eternity. I mean, there's no desire to get us away from it because there's too much power in it. There's too much money in it. When there are technologies that have been developed out there that make energy very, very cheap, and you get out more than you put in, but those won't come to the fore. But yeah, we're going to sit here and talk about global warming and the effects of all of that. I mean, if you're so worried about carbon dioxide, then plant some trees. Plant some freaking trees. They like carbon dioxide. Like it a lot. Plant a few million trees and you just might solve global warming, Al Gore. If indeed it exists, and I don't think it does. Back in just a minute with more This is the American Awakening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
You're listening to the American Awakening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers for Michael Herzog today on this 7th of November, 2007. Glad that you're with us for the broadcast today. There was some news floating around earlier today that Ron Paul was not going to be included in the Iowa debate. And so at dailypoll.com, at the top of the page, it says, stop calling the Iowa GOP. Ron Paul will be in the Iowa December 4th debate. Just confirmed live on Ron Paul Radio, straight from the Iowa Ron Paul headquarters office. Do not harass the Iowa GOP headquarters. Stay on good terms. Let them do their own work of making sure Iowa Republicans are educated. So it is confirmed Ron Paul will be there, although Tom Tancredo and Duncan Hunter will not be invited. This is front runners only. More time for Dr. Paul to get his message across. They had set a 5% bottom, and in some of the latest polls, Ron Paul's coming in at 5%. And you think just a couple of months ago, in some of these polls, Ron Paul wasn't even registering, and some of that was due to the fact that he wasn't even included in the polls that are being done. And plus, you know, so many people don't have landlines anymore. You know, don't use Ma Bell for their telephone service. So, you know, you don't have that phone. Most people are using a cell phone. Me, we've got a landline here. I use it for the internet, carries my DSL, and the phone line itself is plugged into a fax. The rest I do on a cellular phone, and I use a Skype for a lot of telephone calls. It's cheaper. I mean, why pay $40 a month when I can pay $40 a year? And I can get calls in and out. And there's no way, you know, I'm not stupid. So just so many people don't even use, you know, the regular phone system anymore. I mean, the phone book now is nothing but a doorstop. It's no good. It only has people that have the phone. If you look at it, the thing gets smaller. And the only thing that, you know, that they do in it to make it look nice and fluffy is add coupons to it. But Ron Paul will be in the GOP debate December 4th in Des Moines, Iowa. That'll be on Fox News. And we'll see how they go after him again. And, of course, he's going to have to deal with Hannity one more time. But last time Hannity was a little bit better with him. You know, I have a problem. I don't have a problem with Sean Hannity disagreeing with Ron Paul. But I do have a problem with him treating him with disrespect. This is a man who's 72 years old. He's an elder. You treat your elders with respect. And he didn't. He came off looking like a frothing imbecile, which he is. But the second time, I think somebody probably, you know, got him in a corner and said, "Okay, Sean, you got to be nice. Treat Dr. Paul with respect or somebody's going to kick your butt." And that I wouldn't be surprised of. You know, I mean, you just don't treat people that way. And that's the problem. They can't go at Ron Paul on the issues. How do you fight against? And it's a terrible thing that I'm even suggesting is, how do you combat freedom, liberty, and the Constitution? And then you have to sit and think about it, that people like McCain, Romney, Rudy Giuliani, and Fred, I've been on a three-day drunk Thompson, are trying to do. And to say, we've got to stay the course, we've got to do this, we've got to do that, we've got to raise more money here, we've got to spend more money here, when we're broke. I mean, Lord, I wish that I could do that. That would be awesome, just to be able to just go spend all the money that you want to spend. And not worry about the consequences. Well, I still have checks on the checkbook. Let me just keep on writing those. But we go to jail for that. But for these people, it's perfectly fine, and it's expected that they can continue to spend money we don't have. Oh, but that's okay. We've still got paper, and we've still got ink. So we'll just keep printing more until we run out of paper and run out of ink. I'm just blown away by that. You know, and this whole Federal Reserve thing was sold to the American people as a way to create a sound money policy in this country, and it's done nothing but create havoc. Responsible for the 1929 Great Depression, where they tightened the money supply not once but four times, caused the fortunes of countless people, farmers, to be diminished nearly overnight. People starved, died. Incredible. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who Pat Robertson is endorsing. This will make you sick. I think it's par for the course. Here on the American Awakening, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Mike Chambers here on the American Awakening. Gary's asking me if I'm going to listen to the whole song. Good song. I like that. I'm filling in today for Michael Herzog. And Michael will be back tomorrow with Lindsay. They're going to do a country comparison day tomorrow here on the broadcast on this program from 2 to 4 Central Time. It's my honor to be here in his stead. And if you'd like to join us in the conversation, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And feel more than free to dial us up. All right, Pat Robertson and his big presidential endorsement today. is none other than Rudy Poot Giuliani, who is pro-abortion, pro-gay rights, pro-gay marriage, everything that supposedly Christians disagree with. But so Pat Robertson has gone ahead and given the go-ahead to Rudy Poot Giuliani. I mean, this just shows that these people are not Christians. They're all fake. And why we continue to give these people such credence, these fake Christians that run around screaming about the rapture train coming and all of this when it's not coming. And you've got people like Pat Robertson who will go and violate everything he believes, supposedly. I think he believes in something with dollar signs. And, of course, he's the son of a former U.S. senator and a former presidential candidate himself. And these people will go and just and deny everything they supposedly believe and totally alienate the people who look up to them and actually, you know, will follow what they say. I mean, that's ridiculous. But nonetheless, Rudy Poot Giuliani endorsed by Pat Robertson. Now, there is talk that people on the religious right, there's a group of people called the Council for National Policy that's out there that's been talking that if Rudy Giuliani gets the nomination, that they will run a third-party candidate. And this Council for National Policy is supposedly a group of folks that are, for the most part, religious in nature and kind of supposed to be a conservative CFR, Conservative Council on Foreign Relations. They meet in secret. There's no minutes of the meetings. They used to have minutes. They've since dumped them. There's not a membership list that is current. And these are some very dangerous folks. And some of the things that, you know, people that I've been talking to, a young man by the name of Josh Reeves, who has been researching this, it looks like quite possibly with the technocracy that's being created now, where everything revolves around technology, that it's possible that this technocracy will be used to put in a theocracy where people are controlled by religion, much the way the Muslim faith is. They're very controlled in the Muslim faith. Rules, the law of Sharia is very definite in what happens. If you do something, many times you lose a hand. And you can't eat with a certain hand. You have to eat with the other hand. And if you have that other hand cut off, well, you starve. Oh, by the way, Pat Robertson's a 33rd degree Mason, as was his dad. There we go. Everybody that you grow up thinking are upstanding people. You know, when I come out of a religious background, and as you go along and you watch these people, and these are people at one point in time I had high regard for, folks, I wouldn't. I know what I want to say, but I can't say it. I wouldn't put the fire out if they were on fire. Let's put it that way. These people are evil. They're not concerned about our country. They're concerned about getting rich. You've got Charles Grassley, who's a U.S. senator that's now writing Televangelist and trying to find out how these guys are living such opulent lifestyles. Well, they get millions and millions of donations. They have a machine that creates the stuff. They sell books and the whole nine yards. And away they go. And you line people up on the stage, and you know, Bessie from the fourth row, who's been with them at every event since 1995, gets healed again tonight. You know, and this has gone on for years and years. I mean, Ernest Angley was really it was crazy. Peter Popoff, who would sit with an earpiece in his ear, and as people would come up, he would say, yes, sister, I know what's ailing you. You got back problems. Well, it's because Billy Bob is there at the corner of the stage going, Peter, she's got back problems. And these people keep going. You know, it's incredible. You've got Swaggart now, who's at least trying to do some good, where he's starting to talk about the New World Order. And he's got preachers all over the country just madder than a hornet at him. It's all about perception. None of this is real. It's all perceived reality. It's a reality that they create for us, and they expect us to exist within that reality. And if we can't exist within that reality, then we're labeled as kooks and nuts and conspiracy theorists. When the perceived reality is a false reality. And the perceived reality constantly changes according to the circumstances regarding their situation. If they need to spin the story another way, then the perceived reality changes. 1945 and 1946, torture was considered bad at the Nuremberg trials. 2007, torture is dandy. We like it so. Starting up waterboarding clubs down at Guantanamo Bay. Waterboard Guantanamo. You know, it is all perception and what they create, and people are expected to believe it. And that's why in many instances that is the most difficult thing to overcome regarding reaching out to people to bring them to the truth. Because they don't understand. Because the reality that they see is diametrically opposed to the reality that we are suggesting is the real reality. The reality that we know is real. That is not something that has been drummed up and created in a back smoky room. Karl Rove himself said, we create reality. We can make it whatever we want it to be. Thus, you have this war on terror. Fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. I mean, I've had heated discussions with people. And as you show them the very basics about fighting a war and strategy, that if you're attacked, if your land is attacked, the first thing that you do is secure your perimeters, your borders. But those have not been done, and then there is no plan to do so. Just let them keep on coming across. Thousands a day. I literally think that what we should do is set up rest stops down there along the border. We could sell them drinks. We could sell them food. We could line buses up down there and sell bus tickets to them so they could drive up to the nearest city. We could start employment agencies for them. Because obviously nothing is going to be done. Employers aren't targeted other than token raids. To make it, oh, well, we're enforcing all the law. No, you're not. And it's corporations with deep ties to the federal government that are using these illegal aliens for cheap labor. So, and what that means is that the bottom line is better. In other words, it's more profitable. And so what is the difference between right and wrong comes down to box. And so these people are more concerned about their golden parachutes, the fact that they make $140 million a year, and are going to keep their nice little world going on. This country be damned. They're traitors. They absolutely do not care. And we've seen some of these huge corporations in business we have done here in the past, my wife and I, how these huge corporations act. They are ruthless. They destroy small mom-and-pop companies. Just chew them up and spit them out. I have a friend whose father had opened up a company 40 years ago. And through hard work, it was him and two employees they started with. They had built this company up to where it was doing about $50, $60 million a year in sales. And they had about 100 employees. But what was happening is this large corporation that they were doing a lot of business with was just totally eating them alive, and it eventually got to the point to where they continued to want price cuts. That he was at the point where it was break even, and he was afraid to lose the business, so he was making out almost nothing on the merchandise he was selling. Eventually, he sat and looked at it. I mean, he sat and was going to have to make some changes to his company. Going to have to expand to be able to keep up and buy a lot of equipment. This was chemicals. And a lot of that requires very high-tech machinery. And so instead of expanding, he said, you know, I've had enough of this. I'm not sleeping at night. I'm done. And he sold it. And I can't blame him. Because these companies will just eat you alive. It's about their bottom line. They do not care. They don't care about America. They're traitors. I mean, they're doing business all over the world with China. And the problem is you've got a government here that actually will reward them for doing business overseas and for moving their operations offshore. I mean, I would love to know how much Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, and these other companies that have moved to Dubai have gotten in tax benefits from the federal government to move. I would imagine that they're huge. Heather in Oregon, welcome to the American Awakening. You're on.
Hi there. Really enjoy your show. And
thank
I
you.
Just enjoy the whole Republic setup. It's just amazing for trying to get people informed. I've been thinking about this, and I usually don't call in, but just wondered what maybe you, if a comment from you. And all this illegal immigration stuff, they seem to have these sanctuary cities and sanctuary this and that, which, you know, I know involves the Catholic Church as well. And I was just curious, why don't we create a sanctuary, whatever, city or, you know, and create our own judicial system and laws and constitutional setup and, you know, recreate America through our own sanctuary cities?
They would kill us. They would attack us just like they did in the Civil War and the War of Northern Aggression. You know, the South seceded. It wasn't slavery that caused the South to secede. They seceded because they believed that the rights of the states were being violated. And you had the North that was trying to strangle them economically. And so they left the Union in order to try and save themselves. And Lincoln would have nothing of it. And so instead of letting them go peacefully into the night and maintaining a relationship with them, he chose to attack and make an all-out war. I wish we could do that. I wish we could start
like
all over and just say, boom, let's do it.
It seems like it's war either way, you know, on whatever front you want to call it, economic or, you know, spiritual or whatever. It just seems like they can just go about doing whatever they want completely outside of the laws, and nobody seems to be able to do a thing.
Not yet, but we will. their time is coming. I mean, more and more people are waking up. This little fundraising effort the other day with Ron Paul has given me a lot of hope that more and more people are seeing what's going on. And it always boils down to people's pocketbooks. And this is going to be no different. I mean, they realize that their dollar is not buying as much. Inflation is already at hyperinflation levels. We're talking, you know, 12-13% probably by now. Food and gas, energy for your home, that type of thing. Those things are sky high. But you can't get a gallon of milk for less than $4. The price of meat's gone up, whether it's chicken or pork or beef, because the corn is being used now to make ethanol. And the one thing that they're screaming for in this country to increase the yield is they want genetically modified corn now, which is not good for you and I. Oh, but it's great for profits. We'll increase the yield. We'll all make a lot of money. But you look kind of funny there. Heather, is that a corn stalk I see coming out of the back of your head? And you glow in the dark, too. Wow.
All right. Well,
thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
You have a good day. Bye-bye
you
now.
You too. Bye.
Yeah. Just, you look a little weird there. Back in a minute with more if you'd like to join us. 800-313-9443. This is The American Awakening with Michael Herzog. My name is Mike Chambers. Back in just a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
back here on the American Awakening with Mike Chambers in for Michael Herzog today. He will be back tomorrow with wife Lindsay, and they're going to do a country comparison day between Scotland and the United States. That should be a good show, and I invite everyone to tune in, but it's my privilege to be here. As a matter of fact, this is the earliest I've done a show where I've actually hosted the show. I've been a guest on a few, but normally I'm up at 11 o'clock late night doing a program. I do the Midnight Rider here on RBN from 11 p.m. To 1 a.m. Central Monday through Friday, and I invite you to check that program out. And my website is MidnightRiderShow.com. That's MidnightRiderShow.com. If you'd like to drop me a note, you can. My email address is Mike@MidnightRiderShow.com. That's Mike@MidnightRiderShow.com. If you'd like to join us on the broadcast, the number is 800-313-9443. Tally for Ron Paul today, 7.5 million. It's where they're at now, $7,589,115.74 is the total for the quarter. And you throw in that $4.3 million there, that is just absolutely huge with what's going there. And there's more fundraising activities coming. I interviewed Trevor Lyman last night, who is the young man who put up thisnovember5th.com. And they're working on some additional things to continue to raise money on a huge basis for Ron Paul. We're talking millions in a day. And I'm really looking forward to what they come up with next. You know, they had nearly 40,000 people donate yesterday, or on the 5th. Nearly 40,000. And you have to imagine that that's just a small portion of those that actually support Ron Paul. And plus the fact you've got 80% of adults online now, on the internet. Newspaper subscription rates fell 2.6%. They continue to fall. I mean, they've been falling for the last 20 years because they're little rags. I mean, who wants to read yesterday's news today? Quite honestly, I miss the afternoon paper. They had it here in Oklahoma City, where I'm broadcasting from, up until probably 1980, and they got rid of it. But I liked that one better than I did the morning paper, because you got the latest news. The thing would go to print about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They'd hustle them off, and they'd get them out and deliver them quickly, and you were there, and you had the latest news. And you could sit there and look at the paper while you were watching the nightly news. But then again, we always thought that it was all real anyway. Again, perceived reality. Back in a minute with hour number two of the American Awakening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. When we come back, we'll talk with Jan from Missouri.
I paid a price, and I'll keep paying.